Hello again and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we are live from the Stampede!
Woo! Yeehaw!
All right. First things first. A few episodes ago we had a conversation with Joel and Jen from Squid Pod because of something that we may or may not have said in the first episode. You know, and they phoned, did some trash talking. I didn't record it because technical stuff didn't work out. And I thought everything was good. I thought it was all water under the bridge. And then I was watching their latest episode, which they put out this month, episode number 3. And there was a little bit of...
Only number 3?
Episode number 3. And there was a little bit at the beginning... which, actually, you haven't seen this yet, Rochelle, and unfortunately I don't have it queued up, because, you know, I don't even bother downloading it, that show. In that little, preamble, before the show, it's both Joel and Jen standing before the camera with both printouts of my face and your face.
What?
Tearing them up.
What?
Oh, Joel, I think Joel was holding up a logo which had our logo on it, and which said tip tap tip dot suck or something to the extent. So, you know, I didn't want it to come to this, but, you know, I thought everything was good, but I guess things aren't so good, so.
You never told me this. That's so mean. It's like burning a flag. But it's like
it's worse than that, and
I hope it was a good picture though.
It wasn't the good picture of me. It was the one where I was karaokeing
The microphone.
Yeah, with the microphone up at Eddie Bodine's. I think I was probably singing.
What picture was it of me?
I don't recall.
Was it good?
I'm sure. Oh, they're all good, baby.
No, they're not.
But yeah, so. Here's to you, Squid Pod. Thank you very much. Good show. And we're looking forward to your next episode because I'm sure what you're going to be doing next in your retaliation against us is going to be fucking fantastic, yeah. Just like the rest of your stupid-ass show.
We need to think of stuff that little kids do, like, in grade 3, because that's pretty childish what they did.
Yeah, here's a Squid Pod. Good job, guys. All right. Good on you.
So what are we going to do?
Good job, dummies. Good job. Oh, wait.
Oh, more. Encore. Yeah, yeah. What are we going to do?
Well, we don't really need to do much right now because, this is our 4th episode and, you know, right now I think we're in a comfortable position where I can call ourselves the best podcast in Calgary. You know, you're probably asking yourself how I can have the audacity to do that after even 4 episodes. But do yourself a favor. Go to iTunes, type in the search term Calgary, and see what comes up. You have a pretty even distribution between news broadcasts, church sermons, and podcasts dedicated to the Calgary Flames or hockey. So... I don't think it's really a contest. I think we're just number one. So you are listening to Tip Tap Tip, the number one podcast in Calgary. And if anybody else has wants to dispute it, they can send us an email at info@tiptaptip.com and we'll be glad to read their rebuttal on the show.
Let's read off what are some of these podcasts they're called.
Well, Global News Calgary is our local, which is the number one. When you type in... Calgary, it's the first one that comes up.
And then Friends Church, Calgary Weekly Message, Calgary Royals Hockey.
Knox United,
Flames Cast,
Calgary Folk Music Festival.
And that's probably just on when the Folk Music Festival.
It's a one-off. They do like 2 or 3 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Sled Island did like a 3 episode.
Oh, this would be so boring. Calgary Real Estate Blog.
By the Chamberlain Group. Oh. Category Investing. That's come cool. On. Calgary 9/11 Truth. Oh, for crying out loud. Ooh. Yes. Yeah. So, again, we're the best podcast in Calgary. Now, if Squid Pod can go ahead and say that they're the best podcast in their city and have something to back it up, I'd like to see that. So, I'm not seeing that, and maybe I'll see that next episode, and maybe they can kiss my ass. Anyways,
Can I kiss your ass, too?
Yeah, of course, baby. So, again, we are live from Stampede, of course, where we're broadcasting from our booth in the Roundup Center, right before the Fight 'em, Kill 'em, and Eat 'em booth. And things are good here. We've been set up for a few hours, been signing autographs. Things are going good. And speaking of Stampede, this happened to me the other day. You were there. We were coming back from a dinner at Ming, and a gentleman stopped me on the street.
Oh, so bad.
And he was drunk because it was about 6 o'clock in a Stampede, and most people who hang around the 17th Avenue area in Calgary are probably pretty drunk. And he comes up to me and he says, "Hey, you're that guy Chris Rock." I'm like, "Chris Rock, the black comedian? I don't really look like him at all."
No.
You know, first of all, the race is not even in the ballpark. Second of all, my hair is longer.
But we all just kind of stared at him because we're just like, what? But how can you mistake that?
Well, what happened was, I guess what he was meaning to say is he was trying to get across the fact that I looked like Kid Rock.
Which is nasty.
Because he had said something about, you know, Chris Rock, you know, he sings that song with Sheryl Crow. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, it got me to thinking. I compiled a little list of people who I've been claimed to look similar to, but in reality I really look nothing at all like... Kid Rock, no.
No.
You know.
The only thing is, you have, like, longish hair. His hair is really long.
His hair is, I guess, maybe shoulder length-ish.
Yeah.
And it's blonde, I'm guessing.
And he always wears that cowboy hat.
He always wears that stupid fucking hat. And
you have facial hair. That's the only similarities. Like, you don't even dress like him.
You know, and...
You'd have to get, like, a snakeskin jacket or something.
But worse than that, like, you know, as bad as that is, another person who somebody claimed I look like was Chad Kroeger from the band Nickelback.
Ew.
Which I don't see any resemblance.
Can you do your impression?
Look at my photograph! Something like that.
More.
I don't know any other words.
I just do the dooba 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 doo.
Super dooba dooba doo. Super dooba dooba doo. Super dooba dooba doo.
Okay, you totally look like him when you do.
Super dooba dooba doo. It's really doing a number on my throat.
Oh, man. I hate that guy so much. He's like the worst musician ever.
Oh, it's the worst. And the thing is, I don't even see it. Like, first of all, his hair's curly. And, he has a stupid goatee, and I do have facial hair, but...
And he has, like, a really long face and a big nose.
Yeah, he's not the most handsome...
No, he's not at all.
But, you know, he...
He kind of looks like Michael Bolton, but bad.
Yeah.
Well, like a Michael, badass. He's like a badass Michael Bolton.
Well, Michael Bolton cleaned up okay in the 2000s, but his 80s and 90s with Michael Bolton, not so good. So I, for the record, I do not look exactly like Chris Rock. I do not look like Kid Rock, and I definitely do not look like Chad Kroeger. And if anybody ever says anything, they're dead wrong. And no, this shall not be. You cannot use this as comedic fodder on the Squid Pod podcast. So don't be putting me versus any stupid...
Don't give them ideas.
Oh, he could come up with any ideas himself. I'm just, you know, I almost gave him an idea, but...
I don't think I look like anybody famous.
Nobody's told you that you look like anybody famous?
No. One guy, when I was like 18, he told me that I looked like Marilyn Monroe, but I think that's just because
he wanted to get in your pants?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like... not even close.
Mm-hmm. Another person, this happened more so in high school, my high school days. Not so much now, but another person I've been told that I look like is Peter Tork from the Monkees. You know, which is...
That's what my mom thought the first time that she met you?
Yeah, I can see it, but, you know, really, give me another haircut and I don't really look anything like him.
No.
Like, you know. And
oh, and that British singer.
Which one?
Remember when we looked at pictures of him on
actually, yeah,
online, and then we cut your hair like his?
That is something who actually I do.
I think you kind of look like.
Yeah, like a lot of people actually have said that I look like Paul Weller, and that I see more so than Chad Kroeger or Peter Tork. You know, just because of the facial features, you can give me even with different haircuts, we haven't seen the same sort of ugly face.
No. Sexy face.
That's right, baby. This last one was just way out of left field, and I don't know where this was coming from. This one was, I guess it was told to me, would have been either early this year or late last year. Somebody told me I look like Kurt Cobain, and I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I can tell you, I don't recall.
These people, they're not even looking at your face. They're just looking at your long hair.
They're looking
and then coming up with random musicians.
You know, you look like that guy who has a similar haircut, like Kurt Cobain.
But Kurt Cobain never washed his hair.
Yeah, but, you know, have you seen my hair at like 5 o'clock after I get home from work? It's pretty crazy.
No, it looks fine to me.
Well, I just came out of the shower. It's fine. But, you know.
No, but like your hair never really looks dirty. You wash your hair every single day.
I wash my hair more than you wash your hair. And you're a hairstylist.
You're not supposed to wash your hair every day.
And your hair gets dirty and gross.
No, because when you wash your hair every single day, you remove your scalp's natural oils. So every time you do that, your scalp is going to produce more natural oils. So if you wash your head less, then your scalp doesn't produce as much oil, and you're never going to have an oily scalp.
But then it's just,
I never have an oily scalp.
Never. I could not get away with that.
Like, feel my head.
It's kind of stiff and gross.
It's not stiff and
gross. Well, it's very pliable. It's like pipe cleaners right now.
My hair?
Yeah, because you put it up a certain way, and it stays that way.
I know. It's awesome.
That's because you put in, like, days of hairspray, and then, like, you know, that works out, and then you put in more, right?
Yeah.
And then it becomes, like, super pliable Astro Boy hair.
Yeah, it's awesome. Oh my God. I hate fluffy hair.
Okay. Fluffy hair.
Fluffy hair is gross.
Mm-hmm. So, big tech news this week. The iPhone has come out. I didn't get one, but a friend of mine did. He.
Are you sad?
Well, I have the iPod Touch, which is basically the iPhone without the phone.
Because, you know, like, the iPhone's really expensive.
Well, it's the phone itself is not expensive, but
no, but you only have, there's only like one phone company that will provide for it, and it's really expensive.
Yeah, Rogers is the one phone company in Canada. They have a the way it works is they split up their it between their data plan and their voice plan. Their data plan, they have a special on right now, actually after much public outcry, 6 gigabytes, which is plenty on a handheld device per month, and then you choose your voice plan. Now, I didn't get one. A friend of mine did get one, and he has been playing with the thing all weekend like a small child. And he's...
That's what you did.
Yeah. Oh.
When I gave it to you.
Oh, when you gave me the iPod Touch. Yeah, of course, because you want to touch it and flick it and do stuff with it and pinch it and twirl it.
It's like you disappeared from planet Earth for a couple weeks.
Well, come on. It's some sort of gadget, and I don't think I really need to make excuses for that. I'm an adult male, and I think that any other adult male can empathize with me when you get some sort of new technical gadget. All you want to do is play with it, make it better, make it do stuff that it doesn't do out of the box, and just see what it can. Yeah, see what you can do with it. But the thing is, being myself, so he got the iPhone, and then it got me thinking. Got me thinking, and then I realized
that you're jealous.
Yes, in a word, I was jealous. I wanted a new toy to play with, but I didn't really need an iPhone because I had the iPod Touch. So what I did is yesterday afternoon, while you were at work and you couldn't tell me to rethink things and to to think it over for a day, I went out and I got myself a BlackBerry Pearl, which is and signed up for to Rogers, you know, for 3 years.
Which is like the crappiest company ever.
Yeah, but it's really the only company that sells those types of phones, so you just kind of got to stomach it. I wasn't able to get those through Fido. Really didn't feel like dealing with Telus because, you know, they're Telus.
You know, after the salon is reopened again, I am, like, never going to answer my phone ever.
Oh, yeah, because it's being routed to your...
Like, I think I might just get a landline.
Oh, because you're sick of your cell phone altogether?
I honestly hate having a cell phone.
Well, that's
I hate people being able to call me all the time. It sucks.
Yep.
Not that I don't like people to calling me.
But
it's just
sometimes you just want some peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that being that, we're going to continue on Rochelle's voyage towards adolescence with another episode of her diary. She has picked out...
Is that what we're going to call it? Voyage to adolescence?
Skyrocketing towards adolescence and beyond with Rochelle. And she's going to be reading another excerpt from her diary. So you're still about 10 years old, or are you a little bit older at this point in time?
I think I am still 10.
Okay.
Yeah. It's still in the beginning pages.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just randomly, I'm just going to dive right in here. And I'm changing all the names of people that are in my diary, just so everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
What's a girl's name?
Well, we just used the same ones as last time.
Okay, Mandy.
Mandy and Mindy.
Okay, I'm going to use Susie.
Susie and...
I went swimming with Susie. It was cool. We swam for 3 hours. Susie is a nice girl, but sometimes she can act a little babyish. We got a new kid in our class. His name is Mark. He's really cute, but sort of stupid in a way. He's really good in math, but he draws during school. Lots of girls liked him at first, but now they changed. He flirts too much and plays with the stupidest guys. And then I named some guys. Yuck. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make dead air. Okay. I must say that the last time I wrote in my diary was a few months ago, but I have been busy looking at boys. First, I love Mark, who signs his name like this. He had a special way of writing it. You see that? It's like a futuristic font.
Jeez.
Or like this, and then he writes, Mark was here, or like this. I don't know what I was writing there. He is so cute. Two things that I want so bad to keep forever is my long blue red and white striped rain jacket and my thick friendship bracelet, because he wore my coat and stole my bracelet during art class. I know I'm in love with him. The only thing is he in love with me? When he first came to school, every girl in the whole school liked him. Later on in the year, he was friends with every girl, almost. Right now, he left, and I miss him very much. And then I wrote a whole bunch of XOXOXO. Also, his best friend, blah, 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 is cute also. He takes the bus with me. He's so cute. Mark and blah, blah, blah hair is both long in the front, but the back is normal length. Mark was here. And then I wrote in brackets, I wish.
What's that at the bottom? Not Mark. That's the actual name.
Yeah.
Which I was about to blurt out. I'm like, yeah, that's not the same.
It's a secret. Okay, that's it.
All right. And now, Rochelle, you were mentioning that you had been asking some questions around work and that you were going to be soliciting opinions.
Yeah, I just thought it would be interesting, just because this stampedes going on right now, and there is a lot of drinking, a lot of partying, a lot of picking up. So I started asking, I just asked one of my clients so far, but I think it's an interesting question to ask. So I'm going to be asking a few of my clients this question of what is the worst pickup line you have ever had. So we will be getting some results later on, and you can look at, we'll just do that like on other podcasts.
Yeah, and what we're going to be doing is we're going to be soliciting your worst pickup line you've either sent or received. You can send them to info@tiptaptip.com, and we'll be reading them on the air. And if you're lucky, you can be the very first email that we receive at the address, because despite the fact that we did solicit for any mail over the last few episodes, we have not received a single mail. So, be the first. Send us your worst pickup line you've either sent or received to info@tiptaptip.com. We'll read it on the air. If it's good, if it's not, we'll make fun of it, and we'll give out your email address so people can write you back and tell you how bad it was.
Okay, so I asked one of my clients what her worst pickup line was, and which one should I say? The Dominican Republic
one? Oh, yeah, that one. That one's kind of creepy.
Yeah. So anyway, so she's in the Dominican Republic just having a vacation and stuff, and these guys who were living there came up to her and her friends and basically asked and invited them if they would like to come to a naked party.
That's a pickup line?
Yeah. That was their pickup line.
Not like,
do you want to come to our place and have a naked party?
Not like, you have pretty eyes, you have a nice dress.
No. Well, I mean, they said some of that stuff before. And they're working towards,
like, working towards,
you know, the big pickup line.
You have really nice size. I bet you they would look really lot nicer without you wearing any clothes at our naked party. was that the kind of angle you were they were getting at, or?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think they spoke English very well, so I'm sure it wasn't that great.
And there was the even more creepy one.
So she was at this place, this bar, pickup, I don't know, a country bar in Calgary. And this guy starts talking to her, and he asked her if she wanted to dance. And she was like, oh, sure, you know, like, I'll have a dance. And then he bent down and bit her in her inner thigh. Weird. Creepy. Ew.
That's restraining order type material there.
Yeah.
That's
gross.
Yeah, like, it's really,
I mean, unless you're into that kind of stuff, maybe that would turn you on. But like, but normal.
First of all, who knows?
First impressions, like, you don't do that.
Yeah, and second of all, where's this guy coming from? You don't know if he has like the heps or whatever, right?
Well, she was wearing pants.
Still, I could bite through it if you really chomp down on it.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, anyways. So, we did mention this. Did we mention what we've been playing over the last few weeks in one of the year?
No, early I don't episodes? Think we've talked about that, because we even had that the drinking and driving party.
We did, yeah, we had the drinking and driving party about Mario Kart, but well, one thing that we, which we are on, is we, because we have the Nintendo Wii and the Wi-Fi is, if you want to play against us, we can give you our super secret Mario Kart number, and then you can actually play against the hosts of Tip Tap Tip. You can just send in your request, again, to info@tiptaptip.com.
That's cool.
info@tiptaptip.com, because with every, when we play, we can play against...
Yeah, you can, like, select people to play against.
Yeah, you can play against other people in the world, but
know the person that I really don't like playing against? I've only played against them once, but I think they're from, like, Japan, and their name is I Win, with, like, a diagonal smiley face or whatever.
That asshole always beats you, right?
And he always wins. Or she, whoever, they always win.
I guess they picked
and
the right...
it pisses me off, because it's like... slap in the face.
I guess they picked the right name.
Yeah.
So if you want to play against either of us, you can send in a request to info@tiptaptip.com. We'll send you our Mario Kart Wii play against us number, and then we can set that up.
And we will kick your ass, though. I mean, I've been practicing now.
Yeah, she's been practicing.
You've been practicing.
You can almost beat me, so that's pretty good.
Whatever, I've totally beat you a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. If that's your thing, you can send us an email and we'll do that and it'll be fun.
I was going to say a good pickup line that worked for me.
Yeah.
Let's go make out or something.
Or something, yeah. Yeah,
that was what you did.
Oh, worked.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was the or something.
Yeah.
Which sort of cinched the deal. News. We were actually short on news stories. I only have one for you. This is involving Miss Washington 2007.
Our first runner-up is number 5, Tina Faulkner, Miss Columbia.
Our new Miss Washington 2007, number 22, Miss Seattle, Denise Yamamoto.
It's so funny, they have trumpets. She's actually wearing a nice dress.
Well, like, as opposed to what?
As opposed to all that glittery shit?
Yeah. Now, she looks nice now, but Miss Washington has been in a little bit of trouble. Alisa Umemoto, Miss Washington, and second runner-up at Miss America 2008, apologized for the embarrassing pictures of her brought to the public eye at the gossip website TMZ. Umemoto, who is also Miss Seattle, said the above-mentioned pictures were stolen from her and police have been notified about the theft. During a press conference in downtown Tacoma, she also said that the pictures were taken before she was designated Miss Washington. The Pierce County resident described the photos, which made it onto the internet, as foolish. I wish I had the photos queued up so you could see them, but I guess they're sort of typical young person type photos, you know, posing with beer, you know, making kissy faces towards the camera, making middle fingers, just dumb stuff, you know.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah, the big deal is she made the mistake of actually letting them get out. You know, they're probably posted to her, like, you know, her Facebook profile or stuff like that. But actually, even bigger deal isn't that some of these photos she's actually wearing. She's wearing the crown that she won from Miss Washington, so... And then, you know, in another photo.
Okay, so how old is she, though?
She's 24. So these were taken, like, you know, within... She won last year in 2007. She, you know, she had a drunken party. She, you know, she's posing with her little crown and just doing stupid stuff. And then, actually, you know, I can't remember another one of the photos. One of her other friends is just wearing the little tiara.
Who cares? They just win these competition based on their looks.
Well,
it's not like they have to be, you know, Princess Diana and save the world or anything.
But they also have to. One thing to keep in mind is that they're making public appearances, so they do have some sort of image to uphold, even if it's just for that one year.
But they just have to look good.
Yeah, but they also have to, like, you know, to cut ribbons and. Smile and wave and be, you know, be an upstanding citizen, and that is that.
I hate those. I used to like watching those competitions just because you get to see all the different dresses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty lame.
Yeah. Really. Well, I think within the was it the Miss America pageant or Miss Universe within the last two or so contests, they've actually switched format so that it's more reality TV based rather than, you know, where they would have the judges. So it's more like sort of competition based, and yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Actually, one show I'm looking forward to, it's on TV right now. Well, it's really on TV in the States. And I do want to download some episodes so we can watch it, is this show called I Love Money. Now, what it is former contestants from Flavor of Love, I Love New York, and Rock of Love, our favorite show, competing in a new reality TV show, I guess, for money. So we're going to be seeing some of our...
You know what? Sometimes, like, those shows, they have such good ideas, but then when they actually... When you actually watch them, it's such a letdown. Like, remember that show, that Truth?
Oh, Moment of Truth.
Yeah, like, when you told me about that before it was on TV, it sounded like such a good idea. But then it was awful. It was to watch it. It was painful.
Thing with any show? Like, they take a really simple idea and they drag it out for an hour.
Much.
Like, I'm surprised that a show...
It takes them, like, 5 minutes to ask a question. And then like, the 10 minutes to answer it.
Cut to commercial.
Yeah.
Come back.
It sucks.
The worst show, actually, for that is...
I think I'm not going to watch any more reality shows. I'm just going to, like, buy a whole bunch of BBC programs and shows and then just watch those.
You'll watch it when I download and show you the first one.
No. I'm not.
What was I saying?
The only reason why I liked Rock of Love is because there were trashy whores on it.
Yeah, and there's going
to
be...
That were really funny to laugh at.
But there's going to be your favorite trashy whores on this show.
Who?
The blonde girl from the second season, I forget her name. She pinned the note. She took down the note from on the door.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then she put up her own, right?
She didn't win or anything.
No, she didn't. She I think she was fourth last or third last or something like that.
Yeah.
But she's gonna be on there, and a couple others. I wish I knew exactly who's gonna be on there, but. Actually, one thing, we're going to give you a preview of our next episode. We're going to be cutting it short. Again, we're live from the Stampede. Woo!
Yeehaw!
Yeah, all right, Stampede, all right. Stampede 2008.
Be prepared to eat everything deep fried.
Yeah, we had a... when I was there, I had a corn dog and a hamburger. Not really exciting, but I did also snack on...
Yeah, you didn't try...
I wanted the
good
corn...
stuff.
Yeah, well, you had the deep fried macaroni.
I shared that with you, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was okay.
Deep fried Oreos were also good.
Deep fried Oreos were the best, but like way, way, way too sweet to eat the whole bag.
Yeah, because what they do is they take an Oreo, they wrap it in batter, they deep fry it, and they dust it with icing sugar.
Yeah. It's like eating a donut filled with Oreo cookie.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah. And then, that one was really good.
And
corn dogs, I don't know, I remember them being better.
Corn dogs?
Yeah, I remember them being better when I was younger. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you compare them to 7-Eleven corn dogs?
I've only had one corn dog in my whole entire life.
And it was at the Stampede?
7-Eleven. At the Stampede, I usually have them there. But I've only been to the Stampede maybe like 3 times before when I was like 12 or 13, so I can't remember.
Well, this is the first time I've been in my... probably over 10 years.
Yeah. I can see it. Like, it's a lot of fun for teenagers to go there because you're just hanging out.
Hanging out and there's rides and it's loud and stuff.
Boys and going on rides.
Get to fight and stab other teenagers. And
yeah, it's awesome. It's such a good time.
And you get to wait for like an hour to get onto a ride because that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun because you can flirt with people in line while you're waiting.
Yeah. We didn't go on any rides.
We're going to, but the lineup was just insane.
We were going to, but the lineup was too busy earlier this evening because we are, again, live at the Stampede, and we're not talking in past tense.
Maybe we'll go there later
today. This evening before the fireworks.
Sweet.
Again, live at the Stampede, for real. For real. We have a booth in the Roundup Center. Look for the neon sign, which says, awesome. We're right underneath it. And if you're lucky, we'll give you...
You can get our autograph.
And a free cow. Live the Stampede, tiptaptip.com. You can... Actually, before we leave, I'll give you a preview of what to expect in the next show. I'll just say 3 words. Won't give you any idea what it might be. A few people do know what it is. But some people might not. And I'll say 3 words. You can think about it for a day or so. And when we do our next episode, I'll describe it. So these 3 words are water, bottle, unicorns. You think about it, you figure out what it is. And next episode, I am going to tell you what exactly those 3 words mean. I think we're going to wrap it up. We're at the 35-minute mark. We could go longer, but I got nothing. You can visit our websites, tiptaptip.com. You can be the first person other than myself to put a posting in the forums at tiptaptip.com/forum.
Tell us about your worst pickup line ever.
Yeah, you can send that. You can either post that on the forums. I'll be starting a thread. Or you can send that to info@tiptaptip.com. That's the end of the show. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We are out of here. Squid Pod sucks.
Au revoir.
Your local Lions Club, is there spending the money in the proper ways?